This week on The Marquee, we've got Monsters in Battle and Tough Moms on the Street. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in I, Frankenstein, Aaron Eckhart slums it in this hokey and lazy film where Frankenstein's monster defends humanity against warring gargoyles and demons.
Also opening in Columbus, High School Musical's Vanessa Hudgens once again tries to distance herself from the fluffy Disney trilogy with her latest drama, Gimme Shelter. Hudgens stars as a troubled teen who struggles to make a new start, until an unplanned pregnancy helps her find acceptance and love where she least expects it. It's heavy-handed and melodramatic, but there's still something moving about this real-life drama, especially if you happen to be a mother.
Opening at the Gateway, the Chinese drama A Touch of Sin tells four separate stories all involving terrible acts of violence.
In The Rocket, a young Laotian boy, who's widely believed to be bad luck, sets out to prove everyone wrong by building a rocket to compete in the annual Rocket Festival.
The Broken Circle Breakdown is a Belgian romantic drama about a young couple with very different ideologies, but have a common love of bluegrass music. Their relationship is tested when their daughter becomes seriously ill.
The French biopic Camille Claudel, 1915, explores the solitary life of the legendary artist and sculptor, played by Juliette Binoche, as she's confined to an asylum in the south of France.
The Invisible Woman explores the relationship between Charles Dickens and the woman that would become his mistress for the remainder of his life. Ralph Fiennes stars as Dickens and also directs, with Felicity Jones and Kristin Scott Thomas co-starring.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with I, Frankenstein. It's never a good sign when a film doesn't screen for critics, but I'm morbidly curious about it nonetheless.
Even with my exceptionally questionable love of bad movies, I can't recommend I, Frankenstein. So instead, check out some of the recently re-released award films, like 12 Years a Slave.
Or if the latest batch of January releases makes you want to spend the month hibernating in your living room, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Captain Phillips. In this gripping true thriller, Tom Hanks gives a moving but Academy snub performance as the captain of the first American cargo ship to be taken by Somali pirates in 2009.
Danny Trejo stars in Machete Kills, a sequel to a film that no one really wanted or needed. In this deliberately bad action film, Machete cuts a bloody path through Mexico to stop Mel Gibson from firing a missile into space. It's got an entertaining cast, but the concept worked a lot better as a 90-second fake trailer than as a full-length feature film.
Woody Allen's latest, Blue Jasmine, stars another Oscar nominee, Cate Blanchett, as a socialite who moves in with her working-class sister in San Francisco after her husband is arrested. It's definitely darker than Allen's usual comedy, but Allen's honest storytelling and Blanchett's brilliant performance made it one of my favorites of 2013.
In Instructions Not Included, a young playboy is forced to grow up when a baby is left on his front step by a former lover, and he literally falls into a successful career as a movie stuntman. Their lives are thrown into turmoil when the baby's mother shows up years later.
Actress Lake Bell makes her feature-length writing and directing debut with the charming comedy In a World. Bell stars as a voice coach who dreams of being a voiceover artist like her famous father. When she manages to break through the industry's gender bias, she finds herself competing against her father for a high-profile job.
Other Blu-ray releases include It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, courtesy of Criterion, the completely plausible Raise the Titanic, the sexy horror flick Cat People, and a completely remastered edition of Paul Verhoeven's RoboCop.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Blue Jasmine. It isn't as sweet or charming as Midnight in Paris, but it's still one of Allen's better films.
This is a toughie for me, so I'm going to recommend two oldies. Cat People is a very strange horror remake, while the remastered RoboCop rights a lot of the wrongs of the old Blu-ray from 2007.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for rom-coms and cons on the run. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
dead or alive, you're coming with me.